This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 31st, 2013. If you have any questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I am going to not conclude with the management administrative matters, but I do want to ask whether there are any management or administrative matters to discuss, Ms. Orrick.
There are none.
Okay. The final matter, which is not actually on the agenda, is that we need to bid farewell to a colleague today. This is the final open meeting where we will be joined by Commissioner Bowerly, who joined the commission 4.5 years ago. I swore her in. I believe that after the period of time when the commission was lacking a quorum and new commissioners were appointed and confirmed, I believe that Commissioner Bowerly was the first one in the door and has served with diligence and commitment and energy and thoughtfulness and insight ever since then. One might think that, you know, at this point in her tenure with, you know, 24 hours to go, that some people might be a little bit checked out, but I know that we were debating issues before the commission through last night, and Commissioner Bowerly was talking about what we need to do going forward, which I thought was a little bit funny, but also emblematic of the commitment that she has always shown to the work in this building. I know that every person at this table and the staff of this building all consider this to be a very sad day for all of us, as well as many people out there who care about the work that gets done and care about the mission of this agency. All of us will miss you for all the hard work that you've done, and I particularly also appreciate the friendship that we've enjoyed over the last few years, which I hope will continue. And maybe I feel like Dorothy at the end of The Wizard of Oz. I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow. I know that everyone at the table in the building joins me in wishing you Godspeed, good luck, do wonderful things back home in the state of Minnesota. Their gain is certainly our loss. So Godspeed, Commissioner Bowerly, and thank you for your service. Commissioner Walther.
Well, I'll just echo what you've said, and I know all of us feel the same way, but somehow I felt like you wanted to say something anyway. It is a loss for us. I think she's added a great deal of intellect and strength to our arguments, to professional demeanor throughout this entire, sometimes tumultuous time we have here. She was, when she first got here, I was not surprised necessarily because I didn't know Cindy at the time, but I just thought, I mean, she grabbed a hold of issues very quick. She was very quick to let me know exactly how she felt on issues. She's very open and direct on how she feels about things, and she calls them as she sees them. I really have the greatest admire for her intellect and her character and professionalism throughout this entire time. It's really been great. It's been fun sitting here visiting and sharing views as we go through some of these debates. And I'll never forget it. I want to mention, too, though, really what she, I think, brought to us in some respects is how important the staff are to all of what we do. She's always the most of all of us to think about the staff and what our decisions, how they affect the staff and how important their work is. She made a point early on to get out and meet everyone as best she could, to understand what the staff does, to get to know their names, recognize their faces, was collegial. That's quite a special talent. So, best of luck.
Commissioner Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think you've probably said things better than I possibly can, but when I was chairman back in 2010, Commissioner Bowerly was the vice chair, and so we had the opportunity to work very closely together during that year, and I really always appreciated her professionalism, her diligence and hard work, and especially her friendship. Whether we were reflecting on the good old days up on Capitol Hill or talking about what was currently going on up there or about what was going to be happening in the upcoming baseball season, I always really enjoyed working side by side with her in terms of, you know, moving along the business of the agency and also just enjoying the friendship that I've been able to enjoy with Commissioner Bowerly, and I'll miss that. I do hope that, notwithstanding the fact that you're in Minnesota, that you will keep in touch with us back here, those of us inside the Beltway, to make sure that we maintain our perspective. But just once again, thank you for everything that you've provided during the time that we've worked together, and it's all been very much appreciated. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck as you move back to Minnesota. And whatever you pursue in your future, I hope it all works out very well for you.
Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you. The first time I met Cindy, we were preparing for the Senate oversight, the Senate confirmation hearing. And I took a lot of comfort in knowing that you knew all the staff members on the Democrat side and probably Republican side as well. I thought, well, they'll probably be pretty nice to her since they all know her. And you provided some good guidance right back on the very first day when we were preparing for that lovely morning on Capitol Hill. And I, too, served when Cindy was the chair. I was the vice chair, and so we met a lot and got a lot of good things done. So I, too, appreciate the efficient manner in which she's always operated, and she's always been very professional. And we will miss you. Best of luck in Minnesota. And I think your birthday was the other day. I'm just now remembering that, so happy birthday.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you. Since we're reminiscing on the first time we met each other, it sort of turned into the Dean Martin roast, if we're not careful. But I remember I met Cindy in the hallway before the hearing, and she came down the hall, and somebody said, oh, that's Cindy Bowerly. So, oh, hi, I'm Don McCann. She looked at me. She said, oh, I've heard a lot about you. But she smiled then. Cindy has... I want to echo what some have said about her, about how she does make a point of paying attention to how the staff do their job. She, when she was chair, spent quite a bit of time trying to make the agency be more efficient, run better, that sort of thing. And she spent a lot of time sitting down with the staff and asking questions and listening. There's two kinds of people in this world. There's those who wait to talk, and there's those who listen. I'm not going to say which category I'm in, but Cindy is certainly a listener, and I think that's been very, very helpful. The agency is not the Department of Defense or a large agency. Really, at the end of the day, there's 370, 80 people, depending on how the hiring, how many people, 360. It depends on attrition, but I think Cindy has managed to sit down with everyone in the building and listen to what they actually do, which I would say that's very rare, and that's really a tribute to her. And I think it'll serve those who work for her in the future in Minnesota very well, to those that will be under her. And if they're wondering what it's going to be like, she will listen to you and will act on it. It's one thing to listen. It's another thing to actually pay attention. Cindy's the sort of person, when staff would do a good job or do something, she would make a point of sending them a thank you note. Or just a note acknowledging what they did, and that's rare, particularly in Washington, D.C. People who run agencies or get elected to office or appointed to office rarely say thank you to the people who actually make things work. And Cindy always said thank you to the so-called little people. No one here is really a little person, but, you know, people forget that agencies are really people, and Cindy always put the people first, and I think that's something that's going to be, to the extent FEC commissioners have legacies, I think that's her legacy. She has, at a time in the commission's history where it has not been portrayed as particularly bipartisan by the newspaper, she has tried to be bipartisan without risking her her reputation. She was the fourth vote in some enforcement matters that I think were very good for the party committees, which is something dear to my heart. And given the numbers that the chair put at the beginning, that the outside groups may have outspent the parties this time, my own personal philosophy is the parties are becoming diminished. Cindy, I think, at least per her votes, realizes that, and she did some things that were good for the party committees, which I think ultimately is good for democracy. So I have enjoyed sparring with Cindy on substance, and I've appreciated what she has done with letting the staff know that they matter and trying to make the FEC function as a better agency of the U.S. government. So she has given the taxpayers their money's worth, and I think has really left a legacy that all of us could aspire to match.
Commissioner Bowerly, we give you the last word.
That's so rare around here. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you all for your kind words. It has been my honor and privilege to serve on this commission since June of 2008. I was the first one in the door. I came running in, I think, a day after we were confirmed, as soon as the commission got sent over. I showed up. And then I could not have predicted the sometimes sharp roads this road has taken, but I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have been on it. One of the important lessons I've learned in my tenure is that although much of the public focus and criticism is on the occupants and the activities of the ninth floor, very important work is handled on a daily basis by the dedicated and talented, hardworking staff who work on every floor of this building. To each of them, whether in this room or listening on your computers, I have been impressed and inspired by your commitment and persistence each day. Although we have not accomplished all that I believe we should have and could have, particularly in responding to some recent developments, including the ever-present super PACs, my disappointment on that front is outweighed by the many positive experiences I've enjoyed, from the educational conferences we put on to the efforts at ensuring the law is enforced, working together with staff at all levels to work towards the most effective approach to fulfilling our mission, all ultimately aimed at ensuring the integrity of our election system, an incredibly important goal. This agency plays a vital role in enforcing the law and providing voters with information about candidates and committees. And although this role has sometimes been the subject of late comedy, it is never a joke. I want to thank my colleagues at this table. I want to thank Tony Herman for his leadership, Alec Palmer, who couldn't be with us today, also for his leadership, Patricia Oreck, our Chief Compliance Officer. I know that the many staff who work with you and report to you are well served by your leadership, as is the Commission. Commissioner Peterson and I, as he mentioned, have shared interests in baseball and experience in the Senate, where it's a given that accomplishing anything requires compromise and cooperation. And in that spirit, I think we've been able to work together on a number of issues, and sometimes even with successful results, and I really appreciate that. Commissioner Hunter and I had a chance to work closely together while I was chair, and it's really been a pleasure to watch your daughters grow up. On that fateful Senate morning, Helena stole the show, as you might recall. All of these senators were very interested in your adorable daughter, and she's just grown into a lovely older, not yet young woman. Well, not jumped that far, but it's really been wonderful to be able to watch them grow up as you brought them into special events at the agency. I've really enjoyed that. Vice Chair McCann, I can say with all certainty that I now know more than I would have ever expected about all of your views on all nuances of campaign finance law, being an altar boy, growing up on the Jersey Shore, to mention only a few of the non-traditional topics we would not have expected to have discussed here at the FEC. Commissioner Walther, I admire your commitment to this agency and its mission. You withstood what you called the dark time and waited after your recess appointment concluded and awaited confirmation, and you were able to hold out and return, and your service to this agency is truly remarkable. I really appreciate that. I've really enjoyed working with you and also sharing some good memories with you. You might not know, but Steve is quite an athlete, and it's my home state of Minnesota where he was crowned with one of his NCAA titles. So appreciate you being able to talk with about northern Minnesota with someone who's actually been there, so I appreciate that. And finally, our chair. It was my honor to be sworn in by Chair Weintraub in June of 2008 and work so closely with you over the past 4.5 years. As the longest-serving member of the commission and someone who, frankly, I was supposed to replace a number of years ago, obviously, things change. Your experience when we all showed up and there were hundreds of cases on the docket, frankly, Steve knew what he was in for. The rest of us really didn't, and I'm not sure how we would have gotten through it without having some experience here at the table and in the building. And I know that this, your second term as chair, will be marked by continued hard work, diligence, and most of all, good humor. And that is really necessary on a daily basis around here. My daily life at the commission would frankly have been unworkable and unbearable if not for the fine lawyers with whom I've been so fortunate to work. Kate Belinsky and Eric Hallstrom helped me open my office and provided invaluable guidance, brilliant legal analysis, and sometimes consolation in early and later days when procedures and results were perplexing and sometimes disappointing. Sarah Rosinski joined us 3 years ago and brought not only her deep experience in campaign finance, but also her dedication and true compassion. I've also had the pleasure of working closely with Jen Den, Brad Lipton, and Alex Dasanovich. All of these fine lawyers have frankly made me look better than I am, and have been such an important part of my time here, and I thank them for their dedication. Sarah and Eric have stood with me to the end. Their counsel and judgment and intellect have been invaluable, not only during the year I served as chair, but each day we've been together since. Above all, I'm so grateful for their personal sacrifice, late nights, professionalism under challenging circumstances, and their ability to laugh with me or make me laugh as the situation requires. It's impossible for me to thank them enough. I leave knowing that, as with many others who have sat in this chair and gone before, that this agency will continue. We commissioners are temporary occupants of this office. In my term, I have worked hard to be an honest and fair steward of this office while I have held it, respecting the role of the commissioner and the commission. I'm honored and grateful to have had this opportunity to serve in this role, and I thank all of you.
And we thank you, and with that, this meeting is adjourned.